Friends, we have seen different products under the retail banking in earlier chapter. This chapter, we are going to discuss about customer segmentation and relationship management. This is a new trend in retail banking. Particularly, this you can see in private sector banks. This segmentation was not there in public sector banks earlier also, and even for some time back in public sector banks, this was not there. But taking into consideration the market development and the competition with the competitors with the private sector banks, all banks have almost adopted this practice of customer segmentation and relationship management and deploy their workforce to manage the relationship with the customer. And the customer has given the utmost importance for their income generation. So our objective of this chapter understanding is to understand first the concept and significance of customer segmentation in retail banking, then different type of customer segments we have to identify, that is mass market, affluent, high net worth individuals, and emerging segments, right? And for the purpose of offering them the different product as per the requirement. Then stages of customer life cycle, how long one can retain the customer or bank can retain the customer. Its role of developing a targeted marketing and the service strategies so as to retain the client is also important here. Then examine the principles of CRM, that is customer relationship management, and explore the integration of CRM tool. There is a technological tool that is CRM, which customer relationship management tool developed on the basis of artificial intelligence, data analytics, and digital platform, and the regulatory and compliance framework governing these customer data privacy and relationship practices in Indian retail banking. So our structure for the discussion will focus on customer segmentation, major customer segments, customer's life cycle, cross-selling and upselling of product, then customer relation CRM model in retail banking, CRM tools and technology, regulatory compliance and challenges in future outlook. So these are some of the areas where we have to focus on. In today's competitive and technology-driven banking environment, customers are at the core of retail banking strategy. So customer segmentation involves dividing all the customer into different segments or groups, such as mass market group, affluent group, high net worth individual group, or emerging segment group. This will enable, after making this group, this will enable the banks to design the targeted product and deliver the personalized services to them. Now, the customer relationship management complements the segmentation. CRM model complements the segmentation by focusing on building and maintaining the long-term trust-based relationship throughout the customer life cycle. Modern CRM uses technology, analytics and digital platform. Now, customer segmentation in retail banking. There are three concept and meaning of it. Okay. Now, customer segmentation in retail banking refers to the process of dividing the bank's customer base into distinct groups that shares the similar financial needs, demographic characteristic or behavioral pattern or segmentation, which allows the banks to understand the customer better, deliver the personalized value, and allocate the resources efficiently across the profitable segment. Second concept is segmentation is not merely a marketable tool. Segmentation only for the purpose of marketing? No, it is not a marketing tool. It is a strategic management approach that aligns the customer's need with the bank's product and portfolio, service model, and relationship strategy. For example, when urban salaried professional may prefer the instant digital loan and investment advices through the mobile platform, a rural customer might prioritize access to its trust or personalized branch level interaction. So one is on online, other one is direct approach. So this is a concept of segmentation in retail banking. Objective is product customization, profitability management, target marketing, customer retention, cross-selling and upselling of product, risk and compliance management. If you see the segment base and criteria and strategic application, you can see the demographic segment. In the demographic segment, criteria is age, gender, income and occupation. And strategic application, to whom it applies? It's a youth account, woman entrepreneur, senior citizen, etc. Right? Geographic segmentation means rural, semi-urban, urban, metro, etc. And product design as per the delivery channel suited to their local needs. Psychological segment consists of lifestyle, social class and risk attitude, like investment or wealth management offering. And in behavioral segment, usage of the rate, digital adoption, loyalty pattern, etc. And in value-based segmentation, profitability and relationship venture came, tenure and lifetime value came into consideration. So basis of customer segmentation in retail banking is the segmentation in retail banking can be carried out on several dimensions. These are the dimensions which we have given. Major customer segments in retail banking consist of mass market segment. Mass market segment, what it consists? It consists of profile. Individual with low or moderate income, first time come to the bank, or small earner he may be. Then key products, that is basic savings account, recurring deposit, micro loans, saving channels, service channels, or branch banking, business correspondent, UPI, mobile app. Strategic focus consists of financial inclusion. Regulatory context, RBI's financial inclusion plan, PMJRDY, and simplified KYC norms. Mass affluent segment, what is applicable to them is profile, that is middle to middle income customer. Product required them for premium savings account, personal or vehicle loan, credit cards, etc. they require. Then service channel, what kind of service they avail? Branch or digital or relationship manager support. And strategic focus, always personalized services or financial planning and convenience. Example, HDFC's preferred banking and ICICI's Wealth Select are the better work under the mass affluent channel. Third one, you can see the high net worth individual. Who are they? Their profile is their assets above 5 crores. Individuals having assets over 5 crores, including they may be entrepreneur, professional or investor, but individual, right? Then the product that can be offered is a wealth management, portfolio management, private banking, etc. Then service channel they required is dedicated relationship manager. And strategic focus will be on long-term wealth preservation. And regulatory context, SEBI suitability norms and RBI's fair practice framework. And next one is the emerging digital segment. Now, emerging digital segment is, profile is millennial, startup founders, freelancers and gig economic workers. Gig economic workers. Their key product that you can offer to them is an instant digital account, BNPL credit, that is buy now, pay later. BNPL means buy now, pay later credit, mobile wallet, digital insurance, robo advisory services, service channels consist of mobile app, chatbot, embedded finance, or opening bank API. Strategic focus consists of digital convenience and self-services. Now, process of customer segmentation. How these customers are divided into these four segments? banks generally follow the systematic data-driven process to segment their retail customers. First one is a data collection. Second one is a data analysis. Third one is collected data analysis. Then third one is a segmentation modeling, dividing the customer into clusters, low, medium, high value, and then targeting and positioning them. And then performance review will be taken into consideration. Now, for example, this process, example I can quote, is bank may use the transaction data to identify the customers who frequently travel abroad and offer them the forex card and international remittance services. Benefit to the customer segment is, for banks, it's a better understanding of the customer need. For customer, it is access to the tailored product and services. It is improved profitability and cost efficiency for bank. For customers, it is enhanced experience and convenience. For banks, it is a risk-based pricing and lending. Whereas for customer, it is transparent and fair service. For bank, stronger customer loyalty. And for customer, financial product aligned with their goal. Now, technology and analytical in segmentation. How this technology is used? Because advancement in data analytics, AI and cloud computing, they have transferred the segmentation from static classification to dynamic one and behavioral driven analysis. Modern segmentation tool consists of CRM analysis platform, data warehouses and AI engineering, and customer data platform. In technological enablers are the predictive analytics for the next best office, then behavioral clustering based spending and saving pattern, geospatial analysis for regional targeting, and real-time segmentation through the digital footprint. Example is bank can use the AI to detect the early signs of churn to dissatisfaction and offer the personalized retention offer automatically. Regulatory and ethical aspect segmentation consists of fairness and non-discrimination as one of the regulatory compliance and ethical conduct. Key consideration number one is fairness and non-discrimination, data privacy, transparency, informed consent, because required for the data-driven personalization of marketing, then grievances redressal. There should be a robust complaint and advisory mechanism, right? Then ethical segment ensures that the inclusivity and trust remains central to the banking relationship. Challenges in effective segmentation consist of data quality, regulatory compliance, customer privacy concern, rapidly changing preferences, and balancing profitability. Major customer segmentation in retail banking, there are several. It allows the banks to divide their customers into based on their manageable and meaningful group. And each segment represents a distinct opportunity for the product innovation, service customization, and relationship management. The major customer segments in retail banking consist of mass market segment, mass affluent segment, high net worth individual segment, and emerging and digital segment. These are the four segments in retail banking. Now, first we will see mass market segment. Their profile consists of, it represents largest portion of the customer base, because this is a mass, almost all poor family to middle family individuals are grouped into this. And this segment is characterized by limited disposable income, then high price sensitivity. They are very high price sensitivity. Then there is a strong preference for reliability and for accessibility. And next one will be the gradual adoption of digital banking channel. Their typical product you can offer as a basic savings account, deposit account, current account, or small business account, business account, small business account, recurring and fixed deposit, micro loan and small ticket, remittances and bill payment, and debit card and UPI based transaction. And a strategic focus will be on banks focus on the financial inclusion and literacy through the Jan Dhan Yojana, business correspondence, and the digital onboarding. Low cost digital delivery and simplified transparent product that builds the trust. And under mass affluent segment, the mass affluent segment includes middle to upper middle income individuals with a stable earning and growing financial aspiration. This group consists of professional, mid-level executive, small enterprises, and NRIs. They seek the blend of convenience, personalized services, and investment options. Their financial behavior reflects desire for the lifestyle enhancement, security, and long-term savings. Their typical product you can mention, yeah, it is mentioned here, and strategic focus will be on certain areas that is mentioned here. You may please look into this. High net worth individual segment is the third segment, where under which the high net worth individuals are customers with net worth typically exceeding rupees 5 crores who acquire sophisticated financial and investment services. They are business owners, corporate executives, professionals, and investors. And the typical product services that you can offer is mentioned here. There is private banking, wealth management, etc., etc., that you may please refer this. And strategic focus also it is mentioned here. Fourth group is emerging and digital segments. Here in this, the emerging segment represents a fast-growing and dynamic group comprising of millennial and Gen Z, that is customers which are between age group of 18 to 35. Then startup founders and gig economy workers, digital first customers, non-resident Indians and non-segments, and the segment is highly techno-savvy and convenience oriented. For them, what are the products you are offering is given here, and what is the strategic focus that is also provided here. You may please refer this. Now, comparative view is given. Challenges are given here. So now you will see the customer life cycle and in detail banking. Now, customer's life cycle. You know, understanding the customer life cycle helps the banks to manage the relationship, enhance the satisfaction, increase the profitability, and ensure the compliance at every touch point. In this digital era, where the customer engages across the multiple platform branch, mobile, internet, and social channels, the ability to monitor and manage each stage of the relationship journey has become crucial. The concept emphasizes that the banking relationship is not a one-time transaction, but continuous process of mutual value creation between the bank and its customer. So the customer life cycle is nothing but it is a sequence of stages a customer passes through in their relationship with the bank, from awareness and acquisition to development, retention, and advocacy. Importance of customer's life cycle. For the management, it helps banks to enhance the customer experience, increase the profitability, and reduce churn, improve retention loyalty, ensure regulatory compliance. And modern banks use the customer relationship management tool, CRM tool, AI and data analytics to automate the personalized customer lifecycle management. Now, stages of customer life cycle in retail banking. Stage 1 is a customer acquisition. Stage two is customer engagement. There are objective and key activities are given here. You can leisurely read it out. Second stage is a customer engagement. Stage three is a customer development. Development means to deepen the relationship by increasing the product penetration and wallet share, right? Stage four is a customer retention. It means to maintain the loyalty, prevent attrition, and strengthen the customer's emotional connection with the bank. And stage number five will be customer advocacy. Customer advocacy is to transform the satisfied customer into brand promoter. These are five stages, and these five stages can be used for cross-selling opportunities. The customer life cycle and cross-selling framework allows the banks to align the cross-selling and upselling of the strategic with the specific customer base. When you acquire, that is acquisition, under acquisition stage, you can cross-sell offering the debit card and digital payment, and upselling, you promote the premium account tiers. When you are engaging or engagement, introduce the credit card and recurring deposit, and upsell the offering personal loan or overdraft. When you are under the development stage, sell the insurance and mutual funds and upgrade to the wealth management services. When you are retention process, loyalty reward, auto loans, and investment that you can offer the opportunities as a cross-selling. And in upselling, there will be private banking and customized advisory. In advocacy, a referral benefit will be provided under cross-selling opportunity, and upselling opportunities, elite membership for exclusively product bundles. Technology and CRM customers in lifecycle. Technology enablers are artificial intelligence and machine learning, big data analytics, chatbots and visual assistants, customer data platform, and robotic process automation, that is RPA, for onboarding services of the process efficiency. When banks use the predictive model to identify the customer nearing a loan maturity and proactively offer renewal of the refinancing options. Regulatory and ethical consideration consist of RBI's Fair Practice Code, Digital Personal Data Protection Act, KYC AML guidelines, RBI Integrated Ombudsman Scheme for Effective Grievance Handling, and Outsourcing and Vendor Management Guidelines of RBI for third-party CRM compliance. Ethical CRM requires consent-based engagement and non-discriminatory services and transparent communication. Key metrics for the customer lifecycle management is mentioned here in this chart. You may please refer this chart for your academic understanding. Cross-selling and upselling strategy consists of whatever I explained here is tabulated here. But remember, both strategies, that is cross-selling and upselling, focus on relationship depending not just on the product proliferation, and are integral to modern customer relationship management practices. Objective of cross-selling and upselling consist of enhance the customer value, strengthen the customer loyalty, improve the resource utilization, and support financial inclusion. Data-driven decision-making and promote the sustainable banking. These are some of the reasons why the upselling and cross-selling came into need to be monitored. Now, cross-selling in retail banking consists of savings bank account, fixed deposit, home loan, salary account, educational loan, current account, etc., etc. Simultaneously, for these products, cross-selling opportunity will be credit card, insurance, SIP, loan against FD, home insurance, personal loan, foreign exchange card for educational loan like that, and payment gateway businesses. These are the common cross-selling examples in Indian retail banking. Upselling, in this common upselling opportunities, for the existing product, if it is a regular savings account, then you have premium or salary linked account you can open. Classic credit cards, you can give gold, platinum or signature card. Basic personal loan, or then top up for the bundled loan with a flexible tenure. The basic insurance plan, that is comprehensive protection and ULIP-based investment plan. And traditional mutual fund, portfolio management or systematic wealth plan. Benefits of upselling consist of enhanced revenue through the higher higher margins, improved customer satisfaction by offering the better value, promotes the product loyalty through the upgraded benefit, and builds the trust when offers align with the genuine customer need. Technology and the data analytics in cross-selling and upselling. Technology enabler are AI, AML, that is machine learning, big data analytics, CRM, and chatbots. Its application is given in the chart. You may please refer this for your better understanding. Cross-selling and upselling across the customer life cycle is the effective integration of the cross-selling and upselling for the customer's life cycle, helps the banks to offer the right product at the right time. So cross-selling and upselling stage. Cross-selling stage is acquisition, engagement, development, retention, and advocacy. In that, there's strategy, objective, and typical offers are given here. You may refer this chart for your better understanding. Ethical and regulatory framework for cross-selling and upselling activities. It must comply with the regulatory guidelines, and these key regulatory guidelines consist of RBI Fair Practice Code, RBI Circular on Mis-selling, and IRDAI regulations, SEBI guidelines, DPDPA guidelines, and RBI Ombudsman Scheme. Ethical principles consist of customer interest above the sale target, transparent communication and documentation, product suitability and assessment based on the income goal and the risk appetite, risk to opt out of the refuse to risk to opt out or refuse additional product. Key performance indicator, that is KPI, for the cross-selling up are given here. You may please refer this chart. Challenges are also mentioned here in this. And now we'll see the customer relationship manager in retail banking. CRM represents the strategic approach by which the bank acquires and develops to retain the customer through the continuous data-driven engagement with that maximizes the value both for institution and customer. Today, the CRM is not just a software, it's application, but it's a business philosophy supported by organization, process, technology, infrastructure, and cultural alignment forwarded. CRM definition is nothing but it is a retail banking. In retail banking, CRM refers to the systematic process of managing and analyzing the customer interaction throughout their life cycle with the goal of improving the customer satisfaction, retention, and profitability. Objective of the CRM is the customer retention and loyalty, cross-selling and upselling of the product, personalized services, operational efficiency, customer satisfaction, risk mitigation, and the regulatory compliance. Component of CRM consists of, in retail banking, it operates through the three core component consist of operational, analytical, and collaborative. Operation, analytical, and collaborative, supported by the strategic framework. So operational CRM focus area will be front office operation. Analytical CRM focus area will be data analysis and decision making. Collaborative CRM is a multi-channel integration, and strategic CRM is long-term customer value. Their functions are given here, you may go to. CRM process in retail banking consists of customer identification, customer profiling, integration management, relationship development, and feedback and improvement. Their description is given in the table, and examples are also given in the table. Please go through that. Role of CRM, in retail banking consist of marketing, sales, customer service, risk management, strategy and planning. And now CRM regulatory compliance framework in India consists of regulatory, as far as regulatory are concerned, RBI fair practice code, they have to mandate, they have to implement. KYC AML master direction, they have to ensure. Digital personal data protection requires explicit consent of the data collection and usage. RBI guidelines on digital lending, RBI ombudsman scheme and IT Act 2000 governs the cyber security, data storage and breaches monitoring. Benefits of CRM consist of, for banks, it is improved customer relationship, retention and loyalty, enhanced profitability, operational efficiency and targeted marketing and risk control, stronger brand image and trust. For customer, it is personalized and responsive service, convenience through the multi-channel access, quicker issue resolution, better product fit, transparency and data privacy and protection. Challenges are data silos, privacy concern, cultural resistance, technology integration, and high implementation. Its explanation and remedial actions are provided. You may please go through that particular chart. Now, CRM tools and technology, meaning CRM tools are specialized software. And the core objective is to improve the business relationship and assist the customer retention and drive the sales growth. Its definition is nothing but they are the integrated digital platform that collects, organizes, and analyzes the customer data to support personalized service delivery, marketing automation, and strategic decision. In short, commonly, it refers to as 360-degree customer's view. Objective is to data consolidation. CRM objective is to data consolidation, personalize offering, operational efficiency, maintain the operational efficiency, and enhance the customer experience to enable the faster and contextual interaction across all channels, predictive insight by using the data-driven model, and regulatory compliance ensuring the secure and consent-based data management under DPDPA Act 2023. The key technological enablers in CRM is AI, big data analytics, cloud computing, robotic process, chatbot and natural language processing, that is NLP, application in program interface, and blockchain technology, customer data platform, etc. Integration of CRM with a core banking, that is CBS, core banking and digital channels. Integration benefits, because this CRM has to be integrated with the core banking system. Then what are the benefits of integration? After integration, there will be unified view of customer interaction across channels, real-time product recommendation and alert, synchronized update for the KYC transactions and service request, enhanced decision-making through consolidated dashboard. Role of CRM technology in regulatory compliance. Under regulatory compliance, CRM application, CRM tool is not only manage the customer relationship, but it also ensures adherence to RBI, SEBI, IRDA, DPDAP guidelines through the automation and reporting. For the purpose of reporting, regulatory area where CRM covering is KYC AML compliance, data privacy, RBI fair practice code, customer grievances readdress, and RegTech integration. These are the areas will be covered. Now, regulatory and compliance work framework in customer relationship manager consists of important regulatory compliance in CRM. Is a compliance in CRM ensures that customer data is collected, processed, and stored securely. Consent is obtained before data sharing or marketing communication. Product offering align with the customer's need and risk portfolio. Customer grievances are addressed fairly and promptly. Bank avoid the mis-selling, discrimination, or unfair practices. Trust and confidence are maintained in the banking system. major regulatory and legal framework is given here. You may please go through that. Digital Personal Data Protection, DPDA, that is also Act, and its key provisions are given here. Then Information Technology is also given here, Section 43. Then Section 66C and 66E, IT Act also given here. CERT-IN, that is Computer Emergency Response Team Guidelines, which requires the reporting of cybersecurity incidents within 6 hours, is also provided here. RBI's Data Governance Framework 2021, this framework is also required to be followed up under regulatory compliance. RBI Ombudsman Scheme is also there for the custom for the complaint resolution, and SEBI and IRDA guidelines for the investment advisory and ensure the suitability of assessment before offering the investment product. IRDA protection and policy holds the regulation 2023. It mandates the customer consent and the prevent mis-selling and bank insurance. CRM system distributing mutual funds or the insurance product must adhere to both SEBI and IRDA rule. Challenges and future outlook, this tabulated here, you may please go through it. Future outlook consists of CDP, means Unified Customer Data Platform, hyper-personalization through Gen AI, sustainable relationship banking using ESG, expansion of RegTech and automated compliance CRM. So with this, we completed our discussion on customer relationship and management. Thank you very much.